Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Let's call the order of the Civil Service Board meeting for the Metropolitan Police Department for July 24th, 2025. First order of business will be to call the roll. We have Mr. Scott Davis, counsel, Mr. Jason Lefkowitz, Ms. Charlotte Bible, myself, Elgin Simpson, Mr. Greg Smith, Mr. Cameron Daggett, Ms. Talisa McMorris, Captain Williams, and counsel for the department, Matthew Christensen. Next order of business will be to identify yourself by voice.
Scott Davis.
Charlotte Bible.
Elgin Simpson.
Gregory Smith.
Cameron Dadgar.
Talisa Marcus Morris.
Captain I. Williams.
Matthew Christian.
Next order of business will be public comment. Anyone wishing to make a comment about any item on the agenda, please step forward and do so. Hearing none and seeing none, the next item of business will be the approval of the minutes from the regular meeting held on June 26, 2025. Ms. Bible.
Yes, I would move to approve those minutes with a change just to the, in the body of the minutes, it just says they're the minutes of March 27th. It just needs to be changed to June 26th. With that change, I would move to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Ms. Bible, second by Mr. Daggett. Cast your vote, please. Display. Motion carries. Next item of business will be the consent agenda. Ms. McMorris.
Yes, sir, thank you. So today we have for the board's consideration a total of 7 eligibility lists consisting of 6 open competitive, police recruit for June, police recruit NTN for June, corrections recruit for June, corrections recruit for NTN for June as well, cadet for June, and then our police dispatcher professional one, which is internal employees, and then one promotional, which is police sergeant. So you have been provided the packets, and unless you have anything further, I have no.
Questions or comments? Motion.
Motion to approve the agenda, consent agenda.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Lefkowitz. Cast your vote, please. Display. Motion carries. Section 3, first item of business will be to select board chairman and vice chairman. Any comments, motions?
Well, if I could make a nomination.
Yes.
I'd like to nominate you, Elgin Simpson, to be continue to be the chairperson of the board.
I'd like to second that motion.
We need a motion for vice chair.
I'd like to nominate Charlotte Bible for vice chair.
I'll second that motion. Cast your vote. Motion carries. Next item of business will be approval of a class specification update. Deputy Sheriff, Ms. McMorris.
So the update for the Deputy Sheriff class spec is actually in line with our ongoing housekeeping and then just kind of reviewing to make sure everything's up to date. So the request is to add 1 year of patrol-related experience to the experience for deputy, and then also to ensure that firearms and department specific training is kept current for deputy sheriffs as well.
Comments? Motion?
I move to pass the request.
Gregory Smith, second.
Motion by Mr. Lefkowitz, second by Mr. Smith. Cast your vote. Motion carries. Next item of business will be approval of class specifications for forensic science 1 and 2 and 3.
Yes. I'm sorry, go ahead. So these are actually title changes. Forensic scientist trainee is actually going to be one, and then one will become two, and then two will become three. And the primary reason for that is just to remove the misconception that a trainee is in a training position when in actuality, after they've completed training, they're fully functioning and at the journey level. And then that also will allow them to testify in court as well.
I move to approve the class specification updates for forensic scientists 1, 2, and 3.
Second. Moved by Ms. Bible, second by Mr. Lefkowitz. Cast your vote, please. Motion carries. Approval of a class specification for Commission Unmanned Aerial Service Supervisor.
Yes, thank you. So this is actually a brand new position that was recently created at the direction of the Southern Nevada Counterterrorism Center, and it's to oversee the Drone Operations Center civilian pilot and admin staff, while also serving as the program manager and administrator for the drone program. So you'll notice that I did actually hand out everyone an updated class specification. The original one that was included in your packet, if you look under the training, education, and experience, it did not include that applicants must be a current police officer. And since this is a commission position, they do have to be a current police officer in order to qualify. So you do have the updated packet, but I did want to just note that for the record as well.
Questions or comments?
I would move to approve the classification specification creation for the Commission Unmanned Aerial Systems Supervisor with that change that was stated on the record.
I'll second the motion.
Move my best Bible, second by Mr. Daggett. Cast your vote. Section 4, public comment. Anyone wishing to make a comment about any item on the agenda, please step forward and do so. Hearing none and seeing none, being a chorus, I'd like to thank you for re-upping me as chairman and bringing on Ms. Bible as vice chair.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome job, both of you.
Thank you. My favorite meetings.
Mr. Chairperson, Madam Vice, congratulations.
Thank you.